Well, good morning again. Every once in a while, we take a few minutes set apart from the announcements to talk about bigger things that affect our life together as a family. And this is one of those times. You can see in the order of worship, it's called a call to community. But I like to think about them more as family talks. This is the third of three of these that we have done this fall. The first and second on growing and learning together and on serving together are on the website. If you missed them, I hope you listen to them. But this morning, what I want to talk about is our worship together. And by that, I mean what happens here on Sunday mornings when we are together. So I want to start by telling a story that throws Pastor Dan under the bus, like he did to me, but I was not prepared for that. So instead, I want to start by quoting the late David Foster Wallace. His commencement address at Kenyon College in 2005 called This Is Water. All right, this is what he said to the graduates that day. Because here is something else that's true. In the day-to-day trenches of adult life, there is actually no such thing as atheism. There is no such thing as not worshiping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. There is no such thing as not worshiping. I want to tell you, David Foster Wallace got something about human beings. He understood something crucial. He understood that this thing that is absolutely true about every single one of us who is here this morning, no matter where we are, no matter where we've come from, and that is that we are worshiping beings. Human beings are worshiping beings. Ascribing worth to things is something that you and I do every single day, every hour of the day, without even thinking about it. It is part of what it means to be human. We are wired to do it, and we could not turn that part of ourselves off, even if we wanted to turn that part of ourselves off. And that leads us to a second thing that is absolutely true about human beings, and that is that we move towards the things that we worship. We head towards the things that we love. We want to be near them. We want to be around those things. And when that happens, those things begin to shape us as people. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So if these things are true about us, then we ought to pay really, really close attention to what we love. And we ought to make sure that we're loving the right things. And that is the belief. That is the belief that informs every last thing that we do together on Sunday mornings. From the first note of the call to worship that the musicians play to the last sound of the benediction, everything we do on Sunday mornings is animated by that truth. Because when we worship together, week in and week out, one of the main things that we're doing is we are ordering our loves in the right direction. We are training our affections to love and to worship the right things. So when we gather together on Sundays, everything that we do is about hearing and responding to the grace that God has shown us in Jesus. It's really important. I want us to hear it, so let me say it again. Everything that we do on Sunday mornings together is about hearing and responding to the grace that God has shown us in Jesus. But that isn't, of course, just for Sunday mornings. That's for every day of the Christian life, day in and day out. It is Sunday morning that trains us for that. It orders our affections, and it sends us out the door with the grace of Jesus fresh in our minds. I desperately need that every single week, and you all desperately need it every single week. And that means that Sunday mornings are really important because it's not just about the 75 minutes that we spend together. It's about our whole lives. So let me give you an illustration from another part of Christian life, an example of what I mean by that. Have you ever wondered why some Christian people thank God for their food before they eat. I know not everybody does that. Hopefully many of us do. But why? Why do we do that? Well, it's not because it's the 11th commandment. You know, you can search the Bible from the back to the front. You'll never see a place where it says you should pray before you eat. We do it because wise Christians have always known that stopping three times a day to thank God has a profound formative impact on our lives. That little thing does so much to us and for us. All right, let me just mention a couple. First, it reminds us that God is real and that we are in a relationship with him. Right? It reminds us that he is a giver who provides for us. And it reminds us constantly that there is more to this world than what we can see. Now, I know you're not always thinking about that stuff when you're saying grace, but it is happening to you anyway. And when you get to a patch in life, to a place in life where you really need to believe and live out of one of those truths, then it is there for you. And it is real. It is real, 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 like the back of your hand. Because you have been moving towards it three times a day for your whole life without even knowing it. And that is what Sunday does, church. It trains our affections towards the grace of Jesus. And in turn, the grace of Jesus shapes us into the people that we were meant to be. So that when we get to a patch in life where we need to believe in the grace of Jesus and be shaped by it, which is every single day, it's there for us. We have been moving towards it every Sunday of our lives, and now it is deep inside us. So the takeaway from all of this is really simple, and it's really predictable. Come to church on Sunday. Make it the priority around which everything else bends, not the other way around. Because worship together on Sunday is a profoundly formative thing for people like us. We will be worshiping something, no matter what. So let's choose this, to train our loves together every week toward Jesus. Okay, thanks.